Welcome to my podcast with me, Dr. Kate Bartram Brown, interviewing successful people that I know personally that all have something in common. Yes, they all use magic, the hidden sciences, and the mystery school lineage to create success in the modern world. Hello, and once again, we are live to the Modern Mystery School UK and EU podcast and YouTube channel. And today we are joined by the lovely Gabriella. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's very nice to be here. How are you, Divina Kate?
Well, we're very happy that you're here because we would love to find out a little bit about your own personal experience at a class called Journeys of the Spirit. Now, just to give people a little bit of background, Journeys of the Spirit is a one-day class where we come and we receive, through meditation journeys, we can receive keys to help support us in our everyday life. So, Gabriella, could you give us a little bit of background as to why you decided to attend Journeys of the Spirit and what did you think of it?
Okay, so the moment I attended the class, I was already convinced that I was going to go to Healers Academy. So yes, it was a prerequisite, as it is for most people sometimes. This was the last class, though, from the classes that I had to attend. So I did astral travel, sacred geometry. I did all of them. And I usually don't read what the class is about because I want to be surprised. And I did know that it was about meditations. So I thought that this is going to be a very easy class because I'm very good with meditations. I have rich imagery. I connect very well with the sanctuary and with my higher self. I envision things. So I thought this is going to be fun. And it wasn't. It's actually a very healing and very transformative class. It's a class that actually challenged me to see the aspects of my life that I needed to work on and improve. So it was more than just a meditation. It was a meditation that involved several techniques that walk you through several journeys in which you get to experience firsthand aspects of your life, of which during your day-to-day life, you're not actually aware of at all. So it is difficult to face those aspects during the meditations. It is exhausting at one point because more and more are coming, yet it is very healing. And what I have to say about this class is that even though the techniques are very good and you get the manual and you can work on them after the class, I have to say I didn't use the techniques in my meditations yet. The impact of what I felt during that class, how I envisioned myself, my emotions, things that I needed to improve, to detach from, situations, people that were not serving my life, those things made me aware. So even though I didn't practice the technique meditation, so to say, I did integrate it within my day-to-day life. Things that actually helped me get rid of what was no longer serving me. And while I was preparing for this podcast, I actually took my manual out. And it's so nice to see that the things I was struggling for years up until that class are no longer in my life right now. So this podcast brought me to this acknowledgement, and I'm very grateful that I took the class. It is indeed overwhelming, but it's very healing.
It's so interesting that you bring up those points because this class is open to everyone. So, you know, that for me is amazing. So you can come, you know, anybody can come and they can attend this class. And what you've said there is key. That it is way more than meditation. These are handing down keys, special keys that unlock things within us or bring us to that aha moment. I'm so glad that you brought that up And to acknowledge that it was hard work. I'm so pleased that you've acknowledged that, because, you know, I think we go out into the spiritual journey and we think, oh yeah, it's going to be easy and everything's going to be, you know, swishy and lovely. But actually the real healing comes when you're pushed and challenged and stretched, and then you have to overcome, and then you receive the gold at the end of the rainbow, you know? So I'm so pleased that you acknowledge that, even as a good meditator. And so with all of these, and I love the fact that you also mentioned that, you know, doing the class, even though you don't practice the tools, it's shifted you. It shifted your perspective.
It did, because, so I have to say that I did therapy before, like for a year and a half, 2 years, in which I've also discussed several of my emotions and my struggles. But yet Journeys of the Spirit is this one very condensed class, very powerful, in which you yourself get to acknowledge the things that trigger you. And sometimes you do need to enter into a deep state of meditation, which is carefully guided by a practitioner from the Modern Mystery School that knows how to do that, and to take you to those places in which you yourself get to do the inner work, acknowledge the roots of what you are experiencing as pain, what you are experiencing as distress, anxiety, and then you get to know what is it that you have to work on a day-to-day basis, because nothing happens by chance or by miracle. But it is the acknowledgement itself that takes you to that point in your life in which you just know this isn't serving. So now I have to change this. I have to take this out of my life, or I have to improve it, or I have to find ways to make it better or to make it work. And it's pretty transformative. Even if you don't do the meditations day by day, I did integrate it some elements, and I'm going to tell you which ones, but the ones in which I'm referring to as healing and transformative, I have to say that the impact of those techniques have been within my day-to-day life, within the choices I started to make for myself.
That is incredible. Yeah, I found that too. I mean, I had several aha moments, and I too looked back at my manual several times over the years, because it must be about 12 years since I did Journeys. So I've still got the manual, and it's incredible, because those keys that you know, that you're journaling as you go, and they're still very relevant, and they've made a huge impact in my life. So I can completely relate to that.
The thing I did integrate in my sanctuary meditation is the one in which I like to send back gratitude to the people that bring love into my life and abundance and those keys that help me stay strong and healthy. I usually do that as an activity within the sanctuary, and it's something I kept from the Journeys of the Spirit. And what I really want people to know about this class is that my favorite meditation, for instance, is the last meditation, the one in which you get to balance your energies and you get to envision the energy in which you need to be so that you can attract the energy that you want as a partner in your life. So that made a lot of sense. Unfortunately, I don't have the partner energy yet, but the class was really empowering in a way in which I could actually envision what I need to embody so that I know what to attract in my life.
Yes, those two are tremendous. I mean, they're all fun and they're all tremendous. And it's so interesting, because I love that. You know, most people that come to the Mystery School, in fact, every person that I've ever met in the Mystery School, they really care about other people. And they all, you know, that's why we all love being together, I think, is because we all really want to share what we have. And in Journeys of the Spirit, you get to do that. You get to bring in what it is that you want to fill your life with, you know, and then you get a technique where you can then share it out. And yeah, that is tremendous. I'm so pleased that you do that every day. And yes, the last one is super fun and super, wow, eye-opening, isn't it? It's like, wow, you know, everybody gets quite shocked at the last one, which I, you know, maybe we'll leave that as a cliffhanger. So that, you know, people out there are like, oh my goodness, we have to go to Journeys of Spirit because of the last the last journey.
Yeah, this is definitely a class I'd take again for myself, just to see where I am with my emotions now. What is it that is triggering me right now? Also, as a healing technique, I'd do this class for myself. And I'd thoroughly recommend it for anyone who feels like they need to bring some improvements into their lives. And we all know that. We all do.
Yes, we do. And thank you so much. Our time is up and it's whizzed by. Thank you for sharing your personal journey. Thank you so much. We very much appreciate it. And we hope that you'll come back onto the show again in the future.
Thank you. Yes, I'd love that. I really love that. Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And take care, everyone. If you want to go to a Journeys of the Spirit class, don't forget you can check out the Modern Mystery School UK EU website, and we will have those listed, or just get in touch with your guide, you know, get in touch with your guide or a HQ and we'll direct you accordingly. So thank you. And thank you, Gabriella.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.